The purpose of our protest on the 14th of October is to inform the international community, precisely the UN, the ECOWAS, the U.S. Embassy near Monrovia, about men that are engaged into troublemaking in our country, precisely opposition political leaders and their surrogates. We've observed over the past time, political leaders in the opposition camp have organized numerous of protests and violent action, including the burnings of tires that have embarrassed the free movement of citizens precisely on the Tubman Boulevard and other areas. Recently, the threat to throw stone at the president's convoy. We think at the level of the CDC Council of Patriots that those actions have the propensity to regurgitate our country to the dark days. So we are gathering on the 14th of October peacefully. We'll be gathering in our thousands to thank President Weah for maintaining peace and stability in Liberia and to call the international community that we, the young people, this time will not be used to throw stone at the president convoy, will not be used to burn tires, but rather we I willing to work with our government to ensure that good things work for Liberia and that peace reigns in our nation.
It seems there's too much tension in Liberia right now. As you know, the Council of Patriots, called the COP, they are planning also a protest on November 16. The collaborating political parties are planning a protest on the 28th of this month. The COP said that one of the reasons they are having their protest is that they want a correction in the 2017 voter roll. I wonder, where does the CDC stand on this call to clean up the 2017 voter roll?
Well, Mr. Balte, the CPP and the CPP-COP fear defeat. That's why they are coming up and crying foul. But when you check the record, Mr. Balte, it is the same voter roll that brought Darius Delon to victory as senator of Mosorala County. Now, how can they question the same voter roll that led Delon to a victory? Mr. Balte, the CPP and the CPP-COP headed by Henry Costa, they are filled with rhetoric. Their entire focus is to report negative information about Liberia, to defame the country, to spoil the image of Liberia to the international community. But it is all rhetoric. It is the same voter roll that the opposition got the victory with Darius Delon in 2019 when he emerged as a senator.
They also say that they are protesting because or against the violence that is being perpetrated by the so-called CDC thugs. Is the CDC perpetrating violence?
Well, Mr. Balte, the CDC is not an institution of violence. In the CDC, we believe in peace. All of the messages in the CDC, ranging from President George Weah, the Senator-in-Waiting, Honorable Thomas P. Fala, Mayor Jefferson Kolji, the youth chairman of the CDC, at the level of the CDC Council of Patriots, the messages we preach on a daily basis is peace. And it is because of peace and security for our country, that's why we are gathered on the 14th of October. Mr. Balte, the CDC as the political party organized primary for 15 counties for the upcoming senatorial elections in Liberia. The country did not witness a single chaos or bloodshed.
Thank you so much for sharing with us the purpose of your protest. We do appreciate very much speaking with you.
Thanks for the opportunity, Mr. Balte.